from a whitefish point of view for the fisheries in the west, there's an overall 30% increase compared to last year. So that's good news. And some of those are very valuable stocks, such as the monkfish in Area 6 and the Rockall haddock. But I think the other positive thing from the council and the thing that was a huge issue going into it was we have the full implementation of the discard ban on the 1st of January, and the Commission's proposal, if it was accepted, would have meant that a lot of our fisheries would be closed early in the year due to a choke species situation where you don't have enough of a stock to fish as such. And that was resolved at the council in a satisfactory manner, in that we have our own allocation as Ireland and so do the other member states, which we can manage ourselves and keep our fisheries open. But at least at this council, the quotas are set for the full calendar year. The 20% reduction in mackerel, but to be fair, that was all agreed by the end of November. It is done with the EU and Norway and Faroes, and the scientific advice was looking for a very large reduction. I am adamant, and so are all my other industry colleagues. There's another mistake now being made in the ICES scientific advice. Next year, I'm quite confident when they relook at this, because they've agreed to relook at it again at the start of March, I'm expecting that 20% will be wiped out, and we'll be looking at a very positive increase.
Say, for instance, we're looking at a hard Brexit. Would that in any way affect the agreements reached now this morning?
Yeah, there is still an uncertainty around that. As I said, the quotas are set for the year. But in terms of whether we would have access in a hard Brexit scenario on the 30th of March, well, the jury is still out on that. My view is that what's the point setting tax for the year if everything that goes with them isn't actually implemented in the year? There is an uncertainty around it, and if it does transpire that we have a hard Brexit, it is still going to be an unmitigated disaster for the Irish fishing industry, because we are 60% dependent on access to UK waters for our most valuable stock, which is mackerel, and our second most valuable, which is Dublin Bay prawns. If there's a hard Brexit, well, then access stops as such, and there's going to be chaos and mayhem on the water. Fish don't recognise the boundaries.